With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Welcome to this edition of Road Trippin'. I'm your host, Allie Clifton, alongside, of course, Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye, and thanks so much to Zach Collins, who decided to stick around. We're going to get into some truth or trash, but first, let's dive into the latest with USA basketball, shall we?
I'm curious about your thought about the World Championship stuff. Like, do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you believe it? Well, like,
welcome to the ADD podcast, everybody. I'm Richard Jefferson with Lamar Scrotum.
I wasn't gonna say nothing, man. But I did see that.
It's so normal for us; we don't even pay attention to it.
Yeah. Oh, I got a new name.
Well, you were gonna allow that scrotum to stare at you on the screen, and you weren't gonna address it.
No, not like that.
You were gonna stare at that scrotum and not say
something. Back. I put an app over it. The World Championships. Are we talking about the statement that was made?
I'm more saying do you think this is good? Do you think like Giannis is right? Do you think the track runner is right? Like, what's your take on it? Because I said on Twitter, I think this is great.
Yeah, I think it's fun. It got you know, the top dogs fired up to go at it next summer. So I love that.
Stupids. Stupids. People are. Yeah. First of all, how about this? Using this logic, right? How can you say that they're the best team in the world when they all? Okay. Why is it that we get to say that the best player in the world is always in the NBA? They're not playing against the rest of the world. Like, when Giannis plays for 9 months, he's not playing against Maccabi Tel Aviv. He's not playing against Barcelona. He's not playing against Pathinaikos or, you know, whatever you say, the Greek name. They're not playing against those teams. So how can we say, oh, the best player in the world is Giannis? Why? Because he's the best player in the best league in the world. That's it. There's nothing other. But you can be the world champion and you could be the best team in the world. Those can be two different things that exist at the exact same time, because world champion is just country. That's all it is. People try and make this thing super complicated. No, the Denver Nuggets are the best team in the world. They would mollywop any other team out there. International, club team in Europe. Mollywop. First of all, the Denver Nuggets might have beat this USA basketball team.
Oh.
Probably a high probability that they would.
Yeah. About 92%.
Actually, this is a fun thing that we can actually bring Zach into. We like to do this thing called truth or trash, and I was going to save it for our next episode, but let's just do it since we're talking about it right here. So obviously Team USA lost to Canada in the bronze medal game last week. The United States men's basketball program needs to incentivize stars to play internationally. Truth or trash?
Trash.
I mean,
your first reaction is probably the right one. You should not be incentivized to play international. The point of it is to represent your country. Unfortunately, basketball is a weird monster when it comes to international play. Yeah. So it's just a different beast. That's mine. Listen to me here and say it, Zach.
Yeah. Trash is such a strong word, you know, for that take. Right. But
you gotta put some emphasis on it.
Yeah.
Say it with your trash.
Trash.
Yeah, trash. Well, the problem is that you're the best player for 10, 12 years. LeBron James been one of the best players for 20 years. Steph's been one of the best players, KD. So it's like they do it a couple years, and it's like you want us to do it every 4 years and NBA championships, and it's just tough. Man. So it's not like track. You're like, you get the Usain Bolts, but you're not always the fastest guy for 10 years. And, in soccer, like, World Cup is different.
What was your reaction then to the results?
Of what?
The thing is, they got bored by winning so damn much.
Oh,
and here comes like, man, go ahead, send the C team. Okay, then the world wins one time, and then everyone's like, oh, shit, y'all suck.
With all due respect, and not saying that we send our best 12, because that's not how you should construct a roster. With all due respect. No. Hear me out. You don't want to have 12 best players.
I agree.
You want to have a roster. You want to have like nine of this, and then you want to have a second big that might be able to do this. You want to have a backup true point guard. That doesn't mean he's the best player. It means he's the best true point guard. I don't know. I don't think that the USA team, how many guys would make that roster next year if we sent our best?
Exactly.
Two, three?
Yeah.
And on top of it, Germany plays together every single summer. Latvia. All these guys are meeting each other for the first time. And now they're like, oh, you need a 3-year commitment. That is true. If you're going to dominate international basketball, you're going to need a commitment. These guys had a 2-week training camp and went and played against a bunch of other pros that have been playing together summer after summer after summer. And it was still a close game. And we sent, you know, our younger group. I won't call them BC. We sent our younger group. That's all.
We sent the replaceables. That's fine. I'm just kidding.
Channing, that is just not, that is true, but that is not, that's not what you're supposed to be saying, dude. We don't say that shit, man.
I just think.
We're joking. Those dudes are fucking nice. And look, as a person who's won a bronze medal, I know what they're going through. Let me just express that.
Yeah, you are as trash. A person that
knows, fuck you, bitch, what you got?
Okay, I have a...
Not a bronze. I'd rather have nothing than a bronze.
I have another one.
This USA team?
No. I don't know.
Is that what you're saying?
The scrutiny was too much. Listen, you had to win that game. Hey, well, those were must... Listen, there are not a lot of must wins. Those were... As soon as he said, oh, the world champion? Oh, what is there a world champion of? Those are must... When you gotta go deep down in your soul for America.
Yeah, yeah. At that point, play eagle noises before you come out. There was no pressure on their performance until that. Then there became pressure. And that to me, with all due respect, like that's some friendly fire, right? That was unnecessary. And also, bro, like you don't want this. You don't want to get into the NBA conversations. It's a dark, dark world, man. Dark
especially
world over
you are leading conversations. Zach, question for you. The WNBA playoffs began, and obviously the Aces, led by Becky Hammond, they're looking to repeat. And you played for Becky. Mm-hmm. Becky was on the staff when you were there. Mm-hmm. What was that like? What makes her special? Obviously, she's a Hall of Famer.
Is that truth or trash?
No, this is a real question.
No, it's truth, I promise.
It is true. He played for her.
Were you saying truth or trash? We're sorry, Zach. This is what we deal with, man.
I'm assuming you said truth or trash to if she's a Hall of Famer or if she's a good coach.
No,
we're off truth or trash. We're off that game.
Channing made that a truth or trash. She was just asking you about Becky.
No, I know. I was trying to answer both.
Yeah.
No, she was great. She never, what was great about her was she never used the, you know, like, I'm a woman, you guys have to respect me. You know, you guys have to, you know, it's politically correct. You know, treat me the right way. She just always, she had swag and she just earned that respect. And she took over a couple of games for us. You know, the game Pop got thrown out and, you know, she took over. She's very calm in those situations. And again, just she had so much confidence in herself that it was just natural. Like it was just talking to, you know, another coach and she just happened to be a woman. So it was great. I loved it. I actually learned a lot from her.
Man.
I love that.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about it, Zach, and why it's good to hear you say it is because it's sad that it needs to be said. Right. Yeah. It's like, yeah, man, if you're around Becky, it's just talking hoop. We work with her on NBA Today. I know we were both playing in New York at the same time. She was with the Liberty. I was with the Nets. And it's just like it's basketball. Either you know it or you don't. Either you coach or you can't. Like there are great NBA players that don't have the swag, that can't command a room, that don't have the aura or energy. And there's lesser players. Phil Jackson was a good basketball, was a good NBA player. No one, you know what I'm saying? Then there's other great Hall of Fame players that are, that can't coach and can't do anything. Right. So it's like the fact that we was like, well, no, there was no issue that she was a woman. The fact that we had to say that is mind blowing, but it is good for people to know, like, no, she's just different. She's a Hall of Famer. Like, that's the aura she has.
But the part too that naturally just came out of your mouth was she just happened to be a woman. Like, that wasn't even, you know, it was about all the other things that stood out to you and that she was able to make her mark with. And it's just like, oh, yeah, that's exactly how it should
be. Well, it just shows you she can win also, regardless of where you're at. When you go somewhere and win championships and then have a team where multiple superstars want to play for you, shows you the gravity of that coach, and that could be translated to any league, I personally think. If she came to a league, I feel like the gravity of her swag, and I was in New York at the same time. Richard didn't say anything. I was in New York at the same time. She was the Liberty. 05, yes. I think she went somewhere else after that. But, because, yeah, we bitch, look it up.
Man, I'm just messing with you, man. Keep going with your shitty story.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Fuck you. I do think she's going to get an opportunity in the next 5 years. That's truth.
Yeah. No, I agree.
The next 5 years, truth.
Well, if she had the opportunity before she got to the Aces, I think it's, you know, it's definitely going to come around again for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Road Trippers. Our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we all got tired of taking all the pills and vitamins. Want to see what the hype is all about? It's obvious. Every scoop of AG1 tastes great and helps us to feel our best in the morning. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and even probiotics. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your own health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtripit. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtripping and get started today. Hey, Road Trippers, let's keep doing what we do best and talk basketball. Remember those unforgettable NBA moments? Well, get ready to create your own epic plays with NBA 2K Mobile. Rich is in the game for both the Nets and Cavaliers, so you can do what we did, create your own custom dream team to dominate and take home the title alongside Rich. Or if you've ever dreamed of dunking on Rich and flexing to the crowd, now's your chance with NBA 2K Mobile. Embrace the summer vibes with intense matches on the beach cruise court, a favorite of ours here on the show, or dive into tourney mode, play new events, and take advantage of regular gameplay updates for nonstop action. You can even unlock and collect tons of player cards to enhance your team's performance. Best of all, it's all free to play on your mobile device. So what are you waiting for, Road Trippers? Download NBA 2K Mobile for free today on the App Store or Google Play. Use our promo code TATUM2KMOBILE to reveal an exclusive Jason Tatum Pearl Tier card. That's code TATUM2KMOBILE. I'm so annoyed. I'm still looking up who it was that called LeBron's first game. Can't find it anywhere. So anyways, here we are.
It wasn't the Nike commercial.
It wasn't what?
The Nike commercial.
Nobody got that joke.
No, I'm saying the people that were in the Nike commercial weren't the ones that called the games. But sometimes they'll bring those people in. Oh, okay.
I got you.
Boo.
That makes sense. Zach, anything else we forget?
Your scrotum.
Do you want to do more truth or trashes with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go.
Okay, let's continue this. They're all over the place, by the way. Some are NBA, some are not. So as he turns 40 years old, Aaron Rodgers will rehab his torn Achilles and return to football next year. Truth or trash?
Trash! No way.
What?
Trash. Trash.
Okay.
Trash.
Okay, fine. They say trash. I'll go true. Do we, like, guys, we act like this dude got shot. Like, he had all of the world, all of the hype he gets for. You don't think he's going to rehab in 6 months? Like, it's 6 to 9 months. And it's not like he had it. Yeah, it's 6 to 9 months rehab. Even if it's a full year, it puts him back at the start of the season. It'd be different if this happened at week 7, week 8. So it'd be a full year. come on. I was watching this. I'm like, oh, well, at least it happened at the start of the season. So now, like, if he has surgery in 3 weeks, he could be back. Like, he could literally be back and throwing. He could be back and throwing in June and July. Like, that's the rehab. And even if it takes you a full year, you don't think that he would do that all the way, come back at week two? Like, if that took a full year?
If he was 28, 29, 30, like, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's definitely.
He's not sprinting. He's handing it off to
Scott. He's trying to do a spin move and his shit popped off his leg. Like, dog.
But he likes to move around. He likes to run. Like, you know.
He ain't running. He gonna look like Tom Brady.
That's what I mean. Like, he gonna come back, but
man, Peyton Manning looked like he was running on two torn ACLs.
He probably was. He has a big head. That's a lot to maneuver.
Okay, next one. We disagree. Next one.
Forget what Tony Kukoc said this week. Nikola Jokic is already the greatest European basketball player of all time. Truth or trash?
Ooh, hold on. Oh, let's go with the list. Dirk.
Truth. Truth.
How? Giannis.
True. Oh. No, what? He's not the greatest of all time. He's not. He in my opinion, he hasn't surpassed. Okay, he hasn't surpassed
Giannis.
We're missing
somebody.
He hasn't surpassed Giannis.
They both have to be consistent, Richard. Way to be consistent.
Is Jokic better than Dirk?
Yes, but he hasn't surpassed Giannis yet. He has. Okay. He's got more MVPs. He's got more MVPs. Now, Dirk is still Dirk. But he's got more MVPs, okay?
I heard some trash so quick, but I don't know when I think about it. I don't know.
He hasn't surpassed Giannis. Giannis has the same MVPs, has, I think, more All-Star games, is still not done with his career, has a championship also, and has a Defensive Player of the Year.
He's top three.
So you can't say that he's the greatest when Giannis is right here in the exact same era as him, with the exact same resume, and both can probably play another 7 or 8 years.
True.
There's no chance.
I would say true.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that.
Yeah, that's impossible to say. Yeah. Fuck you, that. Giannis has a chance to go down as like a top five to seven player.
Yeah, shock.
Am I lying?
No.
So you guys are saying trash.
Yes.
Trash. Back to football. Colorado head coach Deion Sanders is a revelation for college football.
Oh, truth. Did you see the ratings on his game?
Yeah.
For a Colorado Nebraska game, the only one was like Texas Alabama had 15 million views for like more than 45 minutes. They were next with like 11.4 million views for a Colorado-Nebraska game. And the more that he wins, the more that people want to see him lose to see how he reacts. And the fact that his son is the quarterback and he's playing a guy who played his position.
Jesus, get him, Channing. Preach, Channing. He's sweating over there, bro.
His speeches make me hype.
Preach. That's what I'm saying, Channing. Okay.
Fuck the game, and his son is nice. If it wasn't his son, we'd be like, dude, this dude is a Heisman. How do you just come from an HBCU and go play a team?
He only went to the HBCU because his dad. He only went to be the HBCU. Right. He would have been at that. Like, let's. He went with his dad.
500 yards.
His dad said I was bringing Louis luggage. That means his dad, he was bringing his Louis luggage with him. See, this is the thing. That means he took Louis luggage to HBCU. He didn't pull Louis luggage from there. He's like, oh, I'm taking Louis luggage to HBCU. We're going to win here. And then I'm going to take my luggage with me. And it's Louis to Colorado. That's
Louis.
What he's saying. That he's the Louis bag that he's talking
college
about.
Football.
That motherfucker might be a Birkin bag the way he's playing.
College football needs Deion Sanders. At this point,
yeah,
already.
He's going to be gone. Somebody's going to pay that man.
No. He can't
don't
leave again.
Funny.
Well when his son leaves and Travis Hunter leaves,
music video?
Colorado going to pay $100 million for that man. My niece goes there. Dude, she says, you saw the line for people waiting. The tickets last year
they don't
were
have the,
$55. They're now $500.
Let me stop you right now. Colorado don't have enough money. They don't have enough money to keep them. They don't. It's not even close. Colorado didn't have the money to sign him, but they believed that he was going to do what he did. So congratulations to Colorado. You made a bet on the right man. They said, we don't have the money yet, but we're going to find it. And when the ticket sales went crazy, that's when they found that money. They're like, well, we found it. And they're sold out. So this is the thing. You think that they could compete with the SEC money? You think that they could compete with the SEC money? There's not a chance in hell.
Can you talk about me to people the way you talk about Deion Sanders? My God.
Show me the
ball. All right, Lamar Scrotum. Okay. You're welcome.
Did you say tickle, tickle?
This one might be kind of tough, but I'll ask it anyways. If you were Pelicans GM for Zach, Trajan Langdon, you'd include Zion Williamson in a trade package for Damian Lillard.
No.
Truth or trash?
No.
Ooh, no.
Dame
have
don't
you seen
be
my
there.
Man?
No. Dame don't want to be a. Dame don't
have you
be
seen
there.
Him?
No. No. Dame,
I hope
Dame,
that's not edited. He's looking shredded.
If I was Portland. See who? If I was Portland, no. Yes. If yeah. I was Portland, yes. If I'm. No. No.
No.
Gosh. Okay. That was actually easy for you.
No, no. I think Dame goes to Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Okay. Next question. No, wait, no. This is not the Dame truth or trash. It's next question.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. Just no chance.
Bill Simmons is right. The Knicks will land either Giannis, Joel, or Donovan Mitchell by this time next year. Truth or trash?
Agreed. True.
The sky blue?
Yeah, true.
Which
have
one?
You not seen the way Giannis is talking? Have you not seen? I don't know which one. Man. I ain't playing that game. Somebody. And they're going to be fucking dangerous because they got Brunson on a team-friendly contract. They're going to be dangerous. That's like the Steph Curry contract. That's going to allow them to go and sign these dudes and have a couple of dollars to put around them because he's not maxed out. So now you don't just have three max players. You have a max type player, two other stars max. So now you have three max players, but you're only paying two of them max dollars. That means you can fill out a roster around them. That's scary.
You know what else is scary? Tibbs is a really good coach. Nobody's talking about how Tibbs is running his players down anymore. Right? Everyone's talking about, oh, look at they're having success. When Jalen Brunson came in, he became Tibbs's filter to the players. So, like, all the controllable things that everyone's like, look at Tibbs trying to control the game. Brunson does that. People fuck with Brunson heavy. Everyone has gotten paid from playing with Brunson. So now you're going to add a guy better than him. We're like, look at Brunson in Dallas. When Luka went out, Brunson took over. That team was better. Look, he came to the Knicks, took over. That team is better. Now people are just going to want to add in because they know that Tibbs is going to put them in a situation to win, but this all-star point guard is going to be the one leading it on the court. That's dangerous.
Truth.
Well said. My God, you're all over it. All right, last one. We're going to do an NBA grid. Basically, you have to guess who I'm talking about. I'm going to give you three hints, three clues. We're going to do a hard one.
Not buzzer. Nah, we just talk. We interrupt each other.
Oh, this one might be good. All right, we've got two easy, a medium, and a hard, and I'm just going to go with the hard one. I've worn jersey number 34 for both the Grizzlies and the Nets. I played college ball at Kentucky, and the Jazz selected me in the first round.
Hold on. Grizzlies,
if you want a hint, let me know.
I don't know.
Can you give me years? Was this
very fitting, time? Richard? Hint: I was Richard's teammate in the NBA.
Gary Kittles.
Yeah, this is. I'm not.
What were the two teams for? You said for the Nets. Oh,
this might be before you were born, Zach.
Wait. What the fuck?
Richard, you're old as shit.
Nah, I wore jersey number 34 for both the Grizzlies and the Nets.
Jason Collins? Was Jason Collins 34?
I played college ball at Kentucky. Jazz selected me in the first round.
Kentucky?
Also, Richard, you could be Zach's dad, to be honest. Based on age, you could be Zach's dad.
Bitch, I'm 5 seconds older than you.
You are 4 years older than me, which is a lot in developmental age. Zach is, how old are you, Zach?
25.
Yeah, you could definitely be his daddy. You old as shit. You had a kid in college.
Do you guys know who the player is?
No.
Keith Van Horn.
Scott Padgett.
Oh, my God.
Fuck Scott Padgett. Nah, he's the reason why I don't have a second triple double.
Oh, wow. Wow. You played 18 years and only got one and you could actually dribble? What a fucking scrub.
Oh, the problem is, no, I had multiple years of, or multiple years, multiple times of double digit assists. I just never rebounded enough.
That's because you were
Scott Patton, I needed one more rebound and he took it and thought it was funny. He got cut shortly thereafter.
But let's all not forget, when it comes to this episode, Richard could be Zach's dad. All right. That's
John, I'm kidding. I love you, Scott. Hope you're well, Scott. I'm just giving you shit. Don't be sensitive.
Zach, you're amazing. Thanks so much for joining
us. Somebody find that video. It really exists.
Appreciate it.